Plain Township man charged in a deadly Canton crash will stand trial September 14th. 34-year-old Garth Haynes appeared in Canton Municipal Court Thursday on charges including vehicular manslaughter and two misdemeanors. Pretrial hearing continued to August 27th. The case stems from a November collision on Cherry Avenue Southeast that killed Canton Police Officer Dave Walgamont of Dover. Investigators say Haynes' pickup spun on an icy road and into the path of Walgamont's vehicle. Canton murder case headed to a Starr County grand jury after a woman waived her right to a preliminary hearing. 38-year-old Leanne Haynes was bound over Thursday. She was initially arraigned Tuesday in Canton Municipal Court on a murder charge. Police say 43-year-old Ronnie Brown of Canton was shot Sunday in the parking lot of the Hillview Apartments in the 1900 block of 6th Street Northeast. He later died at Altman Hospital, Haynes being held on a $1.5 million bond. Sentencing scheduled Wednesday for a Canton man convicted in a drunk driving collision that seriously injured another man. 27-year-old Kendry Heyman was found guilty Thursday in Common Pleas Court. Charges including aggravated vehicular assault and two counts of OVI after a trial that began Monday. The February 2025 crash occurred at Harrison Avenue and 15th Street Southwest when Heyman ran a red light and struck a vehicle driven by 46-year-old James Sandor of Canton. Delay in software updates pushing back Starr County property tax bills this year. The Treasurer's Office says second-half real estate tax bills will be mailed later than normal. The due date expected no later than August 31st. Taxpayers being advised to wait for updated statements before paying, while homeowners with mortgage escrow accounts do not need to take action. Crews will be back in the city of Louisville next week as the Starr County Health Department conducts mosquito spraying operations. Spraying scheduled after 8 o'clock Wednesday and Thursday nights. Wednesday's work will cover the village north of Route 153, while Thursday's spraying will focus on the area south within city limits. Residents with respiratory conditions are encouraged to take precautions. Beekeepers should protect their hives, and people are urged to stay clear of spraying vehicles. A state audit raising concerns about spending in the East Liverpool City School District, showing millions of dollars in expenditures over appropriations. Auditors say the district's self-insurance fund exceeded authorized spending by more than $8 million, while the capital projects fund showed nearly $20,000 in overspending. District officials tell WFMJ-TV the capital issue was tied to an emergency repair, and the insurance fund finding was an accounting error that did not affect overall finances. Statewide human trafficking crackdown has led to the indictment of six men in Mahoning County. A grand jury Thursday returned indictments against 73-year-old Philip Cruzweiser and 37-year-old Chad Stover of North Canton, along with four other men from Niles, Boardman, and Akron. The cases grew out of Operation Spring Cleaning, which targeted people accused of seeking sexual contact with minors online. Defendants face charges including attempted unlawful sexual conduct, importuning, and possessing criminal tools. Authorities say a weekend enforcement operation at Lake Milton State Park turned up drug and other violations, resulting in 15 arrests or citations. Mahoning County Sheriff's Office says deputies and Ohio Department of Natural Resources officers patrolled the area using marked and unmarked units. Officials report offenses included drug and alcohol violations, driving infractions, and underage vape possession. One adult also faces charge of child endangerment. False report of a shooting brought a large police response to a Boardman neighborhood Wednesday night. Officers responded to Lamont's Drive after receiving an email claiming someone had been shot. Police found no emergency. Investigators say a teen used a school-issued laptop to send the message after being dared to do so. A 14-year-old girl allegedly admitted daring the other teen to send the email and was arrested on a fourth-degree felony swatting charge. The other teen was not arrested. Felony charges filed against two Struthers residents accused of posting an inappropriate video of a child online. 35-year-old Tori Litlow and 31-year-old Denisha Dixon were arraigned Wednesday in municipal court on charges of illegal use of a minor in a nudity-oriented performance. The case began June 1st after a complaint about a Facebook Live video featuring a child born in 2018. Shooting investigation in Warren continues after charges were dismissed against two people initially arrested in the case. Court records show felonious assault charges were dropped against 20-year-old Jordan Coleman of Warren and 18-year-old Lily Ansel of Niles during their arraignment in Warren Municipal Court. The two were taken into custody Tuesday following a shooting at Parkman Road and Northfield Avenue. Police say a 21-year-old victim was treated at St. Joseph's Warren Hospital.